Brantley Gilbert blasts aggravating artists who withdraw from patriotic shows over woke backlash. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 18, 2026. Country star Brantley Gilbert blasted aggravating artists who commit to performing at patriotic shows only to inevitably back out of them amid criticism. "We get paid to play music," the Bottoms Up singer declared. "It is aggravating seeing guys sign up and then back out," Gilbert said during a Wednesday's episode of the Net Positive podcast, adding, "We took a lot of heat for the Turning Point thing. Watch below." Notably, the Country Must Be Countrywide singer was referring to leftist backlash for performing at Turning Point USA's All-American halftime show during the Super Bowl earlier this year, which was headlined by Kid Rock. "My kids got to watch two quarters of football and then see their dad play. That's cool," Gilbert added. The "You Don't Know Her Like I Do" singer went on to explain that he saw the performance as a business opportunity as well. "We agreed to do it, like, I'm a businessman at the same time I'm an entertainer," Gilbert said. "I didn't do it for free. We get paid to play music." The Kick It In The Sticks singer added that he had just signed over to a new label at the time, and doing a big show like that was not a bad idea for us. "I never once looked at it was like, this is going to be divisive. This is going to be great. It doesn't make any sense," Gilbert said. "I don't know nothing about that dude," the country star continued, citing woke rapper Bad Bunny, who headlined the NFL's halftime show with a Spanish-only performance, which also transpired at the same time as Turning Point USA's All-American halftime show. "I've never heard one of his songs before," Gilbert said of Bad Bunny. "I don't speak Spanish really well. I wouldn't understand." While Gilbert did not name any artists in particular who have backed out of patriotic performances, he clarified that he believes musicians should honor the commitments they make, even if some of the public becomes indignant. After facing backlash from woke leftists for performing at Turning Point USA's halftime show, Gilbert said he was proud of the choices he makes. "I'm a songwriter who grew up and still lives in Jackson County, Georgia, whose goal in the music business was to sell out the local theater a few miles from my house and somehow make my living writing songs," the One Hell of an Amen singer said at the time. "I'm a recovering addict with a history of all the bad choices that come with it. I'm not proud of those choices, but I am proud of the choice I've made to live in another direction," Gilbert continued. "I share my story through my music in hopes that it may help and inspire others in their darkest hour," the small-town throwdown singer added. "I'm a Christian, and I love our country despite its flaws." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.